Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
When I was a kid growing up in Northern Illinois, Rockford, Chicago area, I never saw a bald eagle. And I think most of us see them fairly regularly now. This is 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve's here, Kevin, Mary, and on the phone is Jess McQuan, the program coordinator at Forest Preserve District of Will County. So Illinois has more wintering bald eagles than any state other than Alaska?
It does, which is really exciting for us. I feel kind of bad for our neighbors.
Well, you know, having been to Alaska, I couldn't believe how they were everywhere. And, you know, I mean, they were just everywhere. They were like scavengers. It was crazy. You'd see 30 or 40 at a time. And I'm seeing more and more in Illinois. Do we have a number, Jess, of how many are wintering in our state?
So we don't actually count how many winter here. But the guesstimate is that it's around 14,000, give or take, in the winter, which is an incredible number.
And why do bald eagles like Illinois?
So we actually have something really special. We have a lot of rivers that are working rivers. So even when it's so cold, which just a few weeks ago we were experiencing that, all of our lakes, all of our little rivers froze over. But right now we have barges going up and down the rivers that make sure they're always open. And that's where their food source is. So they flock to spaces that they can feed. And we do have our biggest advantage, which is the Mississippi River, just on the west side of our state. And so that really helps our numbers. But we have, where I am at Four Rivers in Shanahan, we have the Des Plaines. So we get rivers, or we get eagles here always, no matter what, because of the barge traffic.
Yeah, I had 14 people travel to my house for Christmas, and everyone that walked through the door said, I just saw bald eagles. I saw bald eagles. And they seem to be pretty prevalent now. In fact, somebody sent a photo they took on November 18th at a forest preserve in Wheeling. I got another picture of someone that lives on the Kankakee River, and they see eagles all the time. Another person said, I really want to check out Algonquin to West Dundee, because they have a photo that they took of someone's yard with 5 or 6 eagles in her tree in Algonquin. So anywhere where you're near a river, this is a good time to see them, right?
Exactly. And when it's a little bit warmer, even our lakes are great hunting spots for them. So you'll see them there as well.
So if we have 14,000 who are wintering here, how many will remain here during the summer, or do a majority of them head north?
So they are kind of tricky when it comes to how many stay or how many go. They are entirely dependent on their place to hunt. So if it's a really warm winter and things aren't freezing over, they're not going to migrate the same way that another bird will, where they're like, all right, it's time to go, let's go. So we kind of have to wait and see what the weather does to see how many stay. But we have so many that nest here. I mean, you know, not just the eagles and the birds. We're constantly hearing of another eagle's nest that people came across and another one in all the towns. Just this afternoon, someone was telling me about an eagle's nest in Palos that they've been watching. So they're all over the place.
Jess McQuan is a program coordinator at the Forest Preserve District of Will County. Do you have any festivals or suggestions where people can see them? They want to take a little road trip this weekend?
Yeah, I do, actually. So we have our annual Eagle Watch event tomorrow, January 14th, from 11 to 3. And what's so wonderful about this event is that even if the wild eagles don't cooperate, which we can never guarantee, we have a woman coming from Hoos Woods Raptor Rehabilitation Center, and she will be bringing a live bald eagle with her, as well as a snowy owl, a barred owl, and 2 little screech owls.
Oh, my gosh, that's fun. So tell everybody where to get details about that.
So our website is reconnectwithnature.org, And you can find all the information. You can find travel information and how to get here and what time everything is. We have lots of different ongoing events all within the day. So you can come anytime, and we're an inclusive facility, so absolutely everyone is welcome to have a really good time tomorrow.
You know, we had an eagle that kind of got stuck on an ice float in Lake Michigan, and it was a young one, and it was sick, and they took it in, and they do great work at the Willowbrook Wildlife Center, but it did not survive. And they said because they believed it had ingested rat poison, whether it ate a rat that had been poisoned or it came in contact with it. Is there anything we can do as, you know, budding conservationists or bald eagle lovers to make our area safer for them?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and it's a really important question. So what we can do as individuals, right, like we don't want rats and mice in our yards or in our houses. And right now, this time of year, that's a big deal. They're coming in for the warmer weather inside our homes. And what you can do is you can make sure that all of the holes are closed up in your house. You can use snap traps if you choose to get rid of them. And that way, you're not putting any poison in or around your home. And it's a little more humane to the mice. And then, no matter what happens with the mice, poison doesn't travel up the food chain to our raptors, our hawks, and our eagles.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jess. I hope you have a great event tomorrow, sons. And I'm guessing you're going to see a lot of bald eagles.
Thank you. I'll take that positivity.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Somebody also said Sauk Prairie is having their bald eagle watching days this weekend as well. Just Google it, because I'm sure it's not too long of a drive for you to get out and see some of these magnificent creatures in person. It's 2:58. Steve has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.